This is the KGEZ Good Morning Show, Robin Mitchell and John Hendricks, and our guest is the Canine Foundation's treasurer, Alex Moore. Good morning, Alex.
Hi, Alex.
Good morning.
So, tell us about the Canine Foundation.
So the Flathead Canine Foundation is a nonprofit that supports the search and rescue and law enforcement canines in Flathead County. Started back in 2019 at the direction of our sheriff. We currently support 11 search and rescue handlers, three sheriff office handlers, and one Kalispell police handler. And we primarily provide grants for safety equipment, training, travel for seminars. We bring in a lot of training to the valley to help with basically advancing the resources that we have to provide.
You know, I'm constantly amazed at what has happened to the canine program. I was a sentry dog handler in Vietnam in 1969, and about that point, all we could do is just, our dogs were just trained to be mean, and now, my gosh, the dogs can do so many things. What do you use the dogs for in search and rescue?
So we have kind of three primary search and rescue disciplines. We have the kind of traditional wilderness air scent dog we use to clear, you know, really large areas, 160 plus acres, and they're detecting human odor based on wind currents. And then we have a number of tracking or trailing dogs, and so they're following ground. Basically, we're trying to find where that person actually went. And then we have a few dogs that detect human remains, and that's obviously a recovery effort.
How extensive is the training program for these dogs?
So on average, I would say that a dog that has no training to a dog that's certified and deployable probably has about 800 to 1,000 hours of training. And then maintenance-wise, the industry standard is 16 hours of training per month per discipline that they deploy in. So if you have, you know, just one discipline, that's 16 hours. But if you do air scent and human remains or anything like that, then that's 32 hours, and it becomes quickly quite a large commitment.
What breed of dogs do you generally use?
We have a number of different breeds of dogs. Currently, we have a few German Shepherds, a Malinois Border Collie. We have a Hound. We've got a Lab. It's less about the specific breed of the dog and more about their temperament and desire and drive to do the job.
Well, working dogs have a good life, and they enjoy life, I think, a lot more than others because they have a purpose in life.
I agree.
So talk with me about how you're funding all this work that you're doing at the Canine Foundation.
Yeah, so we have ongoing outreach programs to a number of people in the valley trying to get the word out. We have a lot of events that we hold, especially coming up this, you know, in December. We've got a partnership with Don K. Subaru right now, running through the end of the year. They'll donate money to us for every Subaru that they sell if people decide to donate to our charity. And then also through service fees and whatnot, they'll donate additional money. And we actually have a in-person meet and greet tomorrow, December 2nd, from 11 to 2 at the Don K. Subaru in Whitefish. We also hold a number of pint night fundraisers with local breweries and cider houses. We have an event at Backslope in Columbia Falls on December 19th. They'll donate all day, but the dogs will be there from 4 to 8. And then we're kind of in the process of developing more merchandise and kind of sponsorship programs where we can provide donors with advertising space and kind of publicity in exchange for financial support.
Wow. What a great mission you guys have, and you never really know until you bring a dog in to find somebody, and the dog does it. It's absolutely amazing. When I was in Vietnam, we called them the four-footed radar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Yeah. Well, Alex, thank you so much for the work you're doing. We hope that people will show up to these events that you have, and let's get the funding up for the Canine Foundation of the Flathead. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Alex.
Thank you very much. You have a great day.
You too.